The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, offer no resistance to one who is evil. When someone strikes you on your right cheek, turn the other one to him as well. If anyone wants to go to law with you over your tunic, hand him your cloak as well. Should anyone press you into service for 1 mile, go with him for 2 miles. Give to the one who asks of you, and do not turn your back on one who wants to borrow." The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus says, offer no resistance to one who is evil. Now, what could that possibly mean? Because it appears to make no sense whatsoever. It seems to be completely unreasonable. Offer no resistance to one who is evil. Does that mean that there's no such thing as legitimate self-defense? If you suddenly find yourself the victim of a violent crime, what are you supposed to do? Just sit there and take it? Or if a thief comes to your house, are you supposed to roll out the red carpet, open wide the front door, let them take whatever they wish? Is that what it means? Or what about legitimate defense of other people? People who are weak and powerless and helpless. You know, isn't that why we have police forces? Isn't that why we have armies? Is that what that means? Please understand, this is an important principle, not just for this gospel, but for the whole of the Bible. We never take any line of the scriptures apart from the rest of the scriptures. Catholics don't do that. You'll find Protestants who will do that. They'll take one single line and they'll just ignore every other line in the scriptures. We don't do that. We always take the scriptures in light of the whole. So of course there's a right to self-defense, and of course there's a right to protect those who are vulnerable. St. James says so, St. Peter says so, and it's explained in our catechism. But Jesus does give us in this passage an essential insight into the nature of mercy. So let's take a closer look. Of old it was said to you, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. That was known as the law of retaliation from the book of Deuteronomy, or the lex talionis. And inasmuch as it seems like it's all about revenge, it actually eliminates revenge. Instead, it calls for strict justice only. So, you know, instead of taking out your full bloody revenge on any neighbor who's hurt you or your clan, show them what you're made of, pay them back 10 times for every crime they committed against you. It says, no, strict justice only. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. Now, strict justice is good. But today, Jesus says, there's something better. Because justice always exists, for example, if someone takes $100 from you, there's always justice for it. Maybe there's a court of law, and they force that person in justice to give back to you what they took. But there's another way. And that is when you say, I will pay the price. I choose in love to bear this burden. I will pay the price in justice so that you don't have to. That is mercy. That is mercy's price tag. People always think that mercy is so easy. It's so easy to be compassionate. It's extremely expensive and costly because you pay the price yourself. This is what Jesus did for us on the cross. When you think about it, as I like to say, he paid a price he did not owe because we owed a price we could not pay. And it's what he asked of his followers. Pope John Paul II, for this reason, once said that mercy is love's other name. And get this, it's also the only way to peace. Because picture this. Imagine somebody insults you with deliberate malice and they really get you good. What do you do? Well, I guess you could say, Nobody talks to me like that. I'm going to get back at you, and you get back at them twice as bad as they got back at you. What happens? For a brief moment, you feel good. For a brief moment, but only for a brief moment. Things don't actually get better. Things get worse. Things escalate. Your revenge, it's kind of like drinking salt water. You know, for a moment, it quenches your thirst, but it always leaves you thirstier than you were before. The cycle of sin, as I like to call it, continues and escalates. But when you show mercy, you say, the cycle of sin ends with me. In love, I choose to pay this price for you. I choose to carry a burden that is not my burden to carry. This is what Jesus means when he says, hand over your cloak as well. Go with him for 2 miles. Turn the other cheek. And it brings peace. It's the only thing that does. St. Paul said to the Romans, this is how you overcome evil with the power of good. This is what the fathers of the church meant when they said, the cross always wins. Christus vincit. Christus regnat. Christus imperat. Of course, it's very, very difficult to do. That's why we're here. That's why we're in church. Once again, to strengthen us to live as we ought. But a little something to pray about today. Would you say this to yourself? In a wounded world, I will not add to the wound. I will not add to the burden. But I do choose to begin the healing, that they might see your good deeds and give glory to your Heavenly Father. Amen.